This exercise is about cultivating inner balance. We all have an inner landscape, like different parts of ourselves. And the best way to be with our inner landscape is to kind of relax, connect back with our innate self-essence. We kind of feel the depth of our being. And really hold all the different parts of us. We all have parts that we really like about ourselves or enjoy, or things we appreciate, and parts that make our life harder and are sabotaging or reactive. And we're never going to get rid of all these parts. Like, we're always going to have a lot of good and bad, just the whole picture. But what we can do is start to get more present to these different parts, get less identified with each of them, and hold them in more balance, create more harmony between them, not get too sucked into any one of them. And so an exercise to help us do this is to just kind of imagine a space like a campfire or a dinner table where all of our parts can gather around. And so right now, just feel your next couple breaths. And then visualize a gathering space. Like a room indoors or a space outdoors where people can gather around, like a fire pit. A circle of chairs. And start to populate the space with different parts of yourself, just seeing your smart, capable part, your kind, warm part, maybe some perfectionism or need for control, maybe a part that gets anxious or ashamed. Just starting to populate this campfire or dinner table. Some of your parts that you find desirable. Other ones that are less desirable to you. And that there's some kind of awareness or like an observer self here that can see these different aspects of your personality or reactivity or conditioning. That you're not just the imposter self or low self-confidence self or just the capable parenting self. These are all just aspects of you that you sometimes embody more or less. And so you don't need to get too identified with any one of them. You can sense yourself more as the landscape or the context in which all these parts are operating in your life. And what you want to do over time is really get to know each of these parts like they're people. Really thanking them for what they've been trying to do for you and what they have done for you. Really having gratitude and respect for each one as they've been trying to help your life. And you want to really just understand each one with true curiosity, interest. Like, who are you? What have you been trying to do for me? Can you stand back? Give me a little bit of space. What do you believe? What are you worried would happen if you didn't do this job? And can you see that you're just one part of me? Like there's this larger landscape of me that's here that can notice you. And there's lots of other parts too. Can you trust maybe that there's kind of a deeper, wiser, larger context of me? It's kind of viewing this whole picture, all the different parts. And so you want to just keep kind of looking around your campfire, holding all the different parts, getting to know each individual part, like what it needs, what might help it to come into more harmony with all the other parts, so they're all working in cooperation with each other. And sensing that there's a larger, kind of wiser, higher self here that these parts can rely on and relax into. And so, as you go through the rest of your day, just allow yourself to keep relaxing back into this larger sense of self that can see your parts reacting or thinking something's true, but maybe it's not completely true. Just allowing yourself to live a little more from your self-essence. And now we're coming to the end of this exercise. And we're finished.